Hey yo, and welcome to the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I'm Sabrina, here to chat with you about what it takes to look and feel like a badass. Fun fact, it's not about 1200 calorie diets and workouts you hate. Nope. Instead, we'll talk about lifestyle habits, mindset, and attitude around sleep, stress management, nutrition, and movement, all dumped in a great big bucket of self-awareness and personal growth. Each week, I'll give you strategies and actions that you can apply directly into your day-to-day life so that you're making sustainable changes over time. So if you're ready to get your shit together, for reals this time, put on your sassy pants and get comfy. Let's do this. Hey yo, welcome back my friends, and thank you for joining me for the 50th episode of Badass is the New Skinny. I'm absolutely blown away that this is episode 50 because it means that I've been running this podcast for a year now. There were 2 weeks in the last year when I didn't upload, so taking that into account, and this is really like the 1 year anniversary of this podcast, which is really freaking cool. Which is also why this is a little bit bittersweet that it's the last episode for a while at least. I remember reading some podcasting tips early on, and the advice was to have short seasons with breaks so that you don't burn yourself out. Obviously, this went in one ear and out the other because I most certainly didn't do that, and here I am a little bit burnt out. Having no context for how long podcast seasons should be, I found I just kept going and going. After 25 episodes, that seemed like a decent place to start a new season, but I didn't take a break in between seasons. What this comes down to is that there are two ways I learn lessons. One, the hard way, and two, watching other people learn the hard way. It is what it is, I guess. Anyway, so for today's wrap-up episode, I just want to share my top 10 pieces of advice for creating a life in which you feel like your best and most badass self. I'll wrap up with where I'm at and what I think is likely going to happen from here while wholeheartedly reserving the right to change my mind down the road. So let's get into it. One, get really real about where you are, what you want, and why you want what you want. And check in with yourself often. You want to make sure you're doing things for the right reasons and that what's motivating you is going to help you in a very genuine way and not in a superficial way. Ask yourself the hard questions. Be real about what you want and why, and stop trying to find the shortcuts. And remember that it's okay if what you want changes as you learn and grow. Just because you carve out a path doesn't mean the path is set in stone and you have no other choice. Growth is good, and sometimes growth means your wants will change. Two, break down the big goals into a series of smaller goals, then identify habits or actions to help you achieve those smaller goals. Great big goals are overwhelming and they can be nearly impossible to commit to because you're not giving yourself a chance to break things into bite-sized pieces. You know the saying, how do you eat a whale? One bite at a time. While this is gross, realistically, the sentiment is true. Remember to break down big goals into smaller milestones, habits, and daily actions so that you can stay focused in the moment rather than stressing about the bigger goal. Number three, choose metrics that matter. It's important to celebrate wins and gauge your success along the way, but if your goal is to feel better and have more energy, but your metric of success is the number on the scale, that doesn't make much sense. However, if your metric of success is drinking less coffee or consuming less caffeine throughout the day because you feel energized and you don't need it, that's a better metric. Be sure to include things that you can check in with every day or most days so that you can have some sense of instant gratification. Four, you've heard me say this so many times, but it's worth repeating. Don't do things you hate. Yes, you have to get outside of your comfort zone to grow and change, and that's important. But you can get uncomfortable in ways that you don't hate. The best example I have of this is when I'm strength training. To get stronger, I have to live heavier. That's challenging, but I love it. I don't hate it. Number five, if you don't have a good relationship with food, take the steps to fix that. That might look like talking to a counselor, therapist, or registered dietitian, but whatever it is, take the steps to do that. Food is an absolute necessity to life, and going through your life with a bad relationship with food is such a problematic way to go through each day, and help is available. So make your life as enjoyable as you can by getting to a point where food does not have that stigma for you. Number six, learn the trade before the tricks. Again, something you've heard me say before, but it's so important. I'm also super guilty of this. I get so excited about things that I dig into the nitty-gritty nuances when I haven't even mastered the basics yet. Master eating enough fruits and veggies every day and drinking enough water before you even consider diet fads or different eating habits and patterns that you think will be quick fixes or hacks. The basics are boring, but they will take you far. 7. Give yourself plenty of grace while you're learning to do things in a way that best supports you in feeling like your best and most badass self. In a lot of cases, you're learning new things and practicing new habits, and the beautiful, frustrating part about all of that is that it's hard and it can be stressful and messy and imperfect. Embrace those things, give yourself some grace, laugh at yourself when you mess up, and keep going. You got this. 8, remember that you have more control than you think you do. When things just aren't working for us, we actually have a lot of control that we sometimes take for granted. We can change how we respond to things, how we support ourselves in moments where we don't have control, who we interact with, who we trust, how we make ourselves feel better, and even where we work, who we work for, where we live, and how we keep a roof over our head. I know it's easy to feel stuck when life is a dumpster fire and some of these things might feel out of reach and out of your control, and giving yourself grace in those moments is important. But sincerely, remember you have more control than you think you do, and sometimes what's really stopping you isn't lack of control, it's fear. 9, seek a variety of perspectives. I mean this in a lot of different ways or for a lot of different things, but I think you could apply this pretty much to anything in your life. There's a lot of value to be found in understanding different points of view and being open-minded to other ideas and ways of doing things. This isn't to say that you have to change your mind on everything just because you're open to other perspectives, but if you can put yourself in a position where you are constantly learning, growing, thinking differently, and being more accepting of different points of views and perspectives, it makes life more fun, makes connections more meaningful, and keeps the world interesting and engaging. And 10, find the joy in every day. I end every episode with do something that brings you joy and makes you smile, and there's a reason for that. There's a lot of darkness in this world, and that can be really overwhelming. Some days it feels like it swallows me whole, I'll be honest. But there's so much in the world that can be the light in our lives, and sometimes people get so caught up in the rat race trying to chase all the things they think will make them happy that they miss out on the happiness that's right in front of them in each moment and each day. So please be sure to find what brings you joy and makes you smile and make it part of your everyday. There you have it, my top 10 pieces of advice to truly set you up for success and feel like your best and most badass self. I could probably go on and on because it's like I never run out of things to say, but I hope that's a helpful start for you to get you set up for success this summer and beyond, especially in connection with last week's episode about really getting a handle on the basics. Now, when I think about where to go from here, the part where I struggle is that I am both a slightly obsessive and also a multi-passionate person. What this means is that I get hyper-focused on one thing at a time, and trying to make time for anything else in my life is damn near impossible, but that it comes and goes in shifts. So the multi-passionate part is that I'll get really obsessive about one thing and I'll wear it out, you know, I'll chew it until all the flavor is gone and then stick it in my hair, and then I'll move on to the next thing. And, you know, sometimes I come back and go back and forth or whatever, but the point is that it's hard to be a little consistent. For as much as I talk about balance, I'm not actually very good at it. It's taken me most of my life to recognize this aspect about myself, and to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what to do with it because it largely goes against one of my core beliefs, which is that life should be about balance. When I get into my obsessive spaces, there is no balance. And while I'm frankly a bit burned out by my podcast and my business, and even health and wellness for that matter, I'm really revved up about other things. With a new puppy at home, I want to learn about all things dog training. I'll admit, that's a new one for me. I've also fallen back down the rabbit hole of reading and writing. This is where I think about a couple few scenes from Parks and Rec, so bear with me for a second. One is where Leslie is running for city councilor and she has a video of her 10-year-old self giving a campaign speech. Another scene where she's running for governor, which is something she'd written about in her kindergarten dream journal. And then my favorite, of course, there's this random scene with Joan Calamezzo getting a Star on Pawnee Walk of Fame, saying she knew what she wanted to do since she was 10 years old, and that is the key to having a good life. I know all of that is super random, and of all the fictional characters to get advice from, Joan Calamezzo should probably be the last, but my little nostalgic heart adores the sentiment, and come on, if you've seen Parks and Recreation, we all know that we could use a little laugh from Joan Calamezzo, because talk about a dumpster fire train wreck, good God. Anyway, the sentiment that I pulled out of that is really having this sense of what you want to do from a very young age. My love for writing has influenced my actions nearly my entire life. When I was 7 years old, I'd sit in the backyard with a spiral-bound notebook and write stories, complete with cover art. When I was 14, I won a local writing contest, complete with a ceremony where I read my story out loud and received a $3 check as my prize. I don't think I ever cashed that check. And after I brought home my first 4.0 in high school, my mom allowed me to pick out a reward for all of my hard work. I believe I've mentioned this before, but what I picked out as my reward was a writing chest that I've now had for more than 20 years, and I bought it with the intention of holding my stories and writings, and not gonna lie, my rejection letters, as I pursued this passion. I could go on and on about this, it's a memory and a moment that's pretty near and dear to my heart, but I think you get the idea. I love writing, and I love good stories. I was an avid reader until school ruined it for me, to be quite honest. The assigned reading in high school and then in college was just enough to kind of put a sour taste in my mouth, and it's taken me a lot to kind of get that back, but it does come back. So where I'm at right now is this summer I'm going to tap into my passion for writing and stories and allow myself to be a little obsessive about burying my nose in a book, writing a story that's been rolling around in my head for the last year or so, and also some random side things like training my puppy to be a well-behaved pup when I take her out on adventures and explore different ways to have fun, be playful, and enjoy the sunshine as best I can. I have no grand expectations for any of these things, which, I'll be honest, is requiring some really intentional thought patterns. My knee-jerk reaction is, how do I monetize things? An oh-so-lovely symptom of ingrained financial scarcity and insecurity. But I'm working on it. My only real goal is to let the things that bring me joy do just that. Bring me joy. Again, no expectations, just a fun, chill, stress-free time. At least as stress-free as I can be. As I'm inspired to do so, I'll get back to working on my business and podcast things, but it will not be my priority. The idea of the summer break is to give myself just that, a break. As best I can anyway, considering that I still have to do the stupid work and adulting thing, which I'm really not happy about, but here we are. I'm going to give myself through the end of August and then revisit how I'm feeling in September to see what the next steps look like. Whatever I decide, I'll share the update wherever it makes sense. I might do a super short podcast episode, an Instagram post, who knows. But I'll provide some updates one way or another. Alrighty, my friends, I'm going to wrap it up there and let you get on about your day. Thank you again so, so much for coming along with me on this journey. I hope you learned something, had a good laugh here and there, and overall just enjoyed my rambling. I appreciate you so much for being here. Until next time, my friends, I hope you go and do many things that bring you joy and make you smile. Later. Many thanks for joining me for another episode of the Badass is the New Skinny podcast. I hope today's chat gave you some things to noodle on and that you're walking away feeling inspired and empowered to live a badass life. If you enjoyed today's conversation, please snag a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag a friend or two, and tag me at sa.brina.brina. That's sa.brina.brina. And include the hashtag #badassistheNewSkinny. If you could also drop me a 5-star rating and review wherever you listen to your podcasts, it would mean the world to me. For more of the good stuff, head on over to my website at sabrinabrina.com. Catch you next time. Later.